Yeah, this is a very serious issue in relation to vaping and e-cigarettes, particularly for children. So I'll be bringing legislation into the Dáil next week. And really, the objective of this legislation is to protect children. We know that the evidence is clearly stating that children who vape or young people who vape, it has very serious impacts on the development of their brains and it has long-term effects. And the research also shows that young people who vape are 5 times more likely to go on to smoke cigarettes. And we all know the health impacts that cigarettes have on people's health. We have 4,500 people every year dying of smoking-related illness. So what this legislation will do, it will ban the sale of e-cigarettes for under-18s. It will prohibit the sale of them through vending machines, in pop-up, at pop-up events, at events where children are present, where in cinemas where that are for children. So this will be come into force, I would hope, as quickly as possible. It's going into the Dáil next week and it'll move its way through the Oireachtas then over the next few weeks ahead.
Has there a big part of the concern been the marketing of these or even the colour on the boxes? They look like sweets or packets of sweets.
Yes, the colouring is, in my view, it's very child-friendly. It's the flavours are very attractive to young people. And I think there's, a common recognition out there that this is the tobacco industry's way of circumnavigating our very strict tobacco laws in this country. Ireland led the way in relation to the smoking ban, but we still see the numbers of people smoking still remaining quite high. So it's really important that we're looking at children here in particular and making sure that we're reducing harm in that area. So the banning of this will be really important, and there'll be licensing laws as well introduced as part of this legislation. And I hear it from parents, from teachers, in schools right across the country who are really concerned about the number of young people taking up vaping. It's seen as just an attractive thing to do with the different types of watermelon and all these different bubblegum flavours that, you know, for anyone looking at it, it really is targeting children in particular.
You mentioned licensing there. How will this affect the shops and the huge number of shops that we've seen come on our high streets selling these products?
So there'll be licensing. So shops will have to purchase a license per premises, and the Environmental Health Service will be given extra powers in relation to enforcement of that. Those licensing fees will be worked out by the minister. But at the moment, one mass outlet can buy one license and have a number of their shops across the country and sell these e-cigarettes in all of their shops with just one license. So this new licensing regime will mean that you will have to have a license per premises. But the big focus here again is on under-18s, banning the sale of that and having those vending machines. But we'll also be looking at other possible amendments that might come from either members, backbenchers in government or opposition in relation to this legislation. There's also an EU directive happening at EU level around plain packaging and advertising. And we'll be watching as well at what's happening at EU level. But if we feel that they're not moving at an EU level, we'll move as well ourselves here nationally in relation to our laws. And I know that myself and Minister Donnelly are at one on that.
The concern over, I suppose, the smoking element of it, or maybe making people more likely to smoke. I know Ash Ireland have called for the government to go a step further on tobacco itself and cigarettes themselves and raise the minimum age to 21. Is that something that you'd support?
Well, it's not part of this legislation.
No.
What we're looking at here is banning the outright sale for under-18s in relation to vaping. I know that some people who smoke find going on to vapes help them to get off smoking, but that's for people who currently smoke. But certainly around the age group or age increasing it to 25, that's not part of this particular legislation. The real concern here is the fact that people start, or young people in particular, start vaping and then they go on to smoke cigarettes. And that's the real concern here.
And that's what you're looking to clamp down on. Will the enforcement be there to meet the legislation in terms of checking out shops and licensing and making sure that some of the stores which they're allowed to do right now don't sell to children or people under 18?
Yeah, and I have to say, in relation to the tobacco enforcement that came in, there is high compliance among retailers right across the country. So I I expect the same will apply here in relation to e-cigarettes. So as I said, the Environmental Health Service will be given more powers of enforcement across the country. But it's important to say that our retailers are very compliant in relation to our new tobacco ban and the tobacco licensing laws, and the same will apply, I have no doubt, in relation to e-cigarettes. But it's important that we put through the legislation, so it's a policy issue at the moment. So once that this law goes through, I have no doubt that people will comply. But as I say, there will be extra enforcement, and there'll be on-the-spot fines as well of €2,000, as well as fines of up to €4,000 for a first offence and up to 6 months in prison. And for subsequent offences, it would be a maximum of €5,000 and or imprisonment of up to a year. So there's a number of fines there as well. But as I say, there is large compliance right across the country in relation to our tobacco and cigarette sales at the moment. So I would expect the same will apply as well for e-cigarettes.
On a separate issue, Minister, finally, there has been a lot of controversy over the last number of days. The story in the Irish Independent of perhaps maybe as many as 60,000 cows to be culled a year from the dairy farm has a lot of rural independent TDs upset. And yesterday we had the news that in terms of the nature restoration law, which has also caused concern over proposals on re-wetting, the headline is that coalition partners are divided on EU nature law, law to protect nature. The European People's Party, which Fine Gael is part of, walked out of crucial negotiations which aims to restore at least 20% of the EU's damaged land and sea areas by 2030, leaving the whole thing on life support. Are you at odds with your Green partners in relation to this?
Just in relation to, I suppose, culling of cows, and I want to be very clear on this, and government has been very clear, and indeed Minister Martin Hayden just yesterday in the Dáil was very clear around, like, despite the narrative that prevails out there in relation to forcing farmers to do anything, like achieving our climate targets, and I meet with farmers all the time with the IFA in my own constituency in Galway, farmers are up for this. But what we're saying is that we're giving farmers options and letting them make choices around what they want to do themselves around renewable energy, anaerobic digestion, planting more clover. There's a wide range of options here. Nobody will be forced to do anything. We had got the beef and dairy sector together last year to look at the 25% emissions target and how that will be delivered. And what we're doing here is working with the sector. So there are a number of options, I think, that were published as part of a report last autumn. And I know the department is looking at what those different options might look like. But this will be voluntary for farmers. What we want here essentially is that farmers have viable farm businesses. It's absolutely critical that we have food production, that farmers continue to do what they do well, and that they're supported around meeting our climate targets. And I think this is certainly from a Fine Gael point of view, I know Martin Hayden was really clear on this yesterday, this is really important that we give farmers options, and it's not about forcing them to do anything. In relation to the re-wetting of bogs and the land restoration directive at the moment, what we're saying here in Ireland, and this is all, I suppose, under negotiation at Europe at the moment, so we've already committed to re-wetting action on our state lands, and that will be the priority. And in fact, a significant proportion of our re-wetting obligations will be on state lands. And again, our preferred approach, and this has all been negotiated at EU level, yeah, it'll be achieved primarily through voluntary actions. And what we want here from Ireland's point of view, I understand the concerns of farmers, we need to make sure that this is the right fit for Ireland. What they're looking at is their targets are far higher and far stricter. They have a far stricter interpretation of re-wetting compared to what the European Council proposal is looking at. And the European Council, as we know, is member state ministers who are involved in that. And we're very clear from an Irish point of view that this needs to be the right fit for Irish farmers, yeah, and it needs to be voluntarily led and primarily on state-owned land.
Are you going to be able to do all that, though? Aside from waiting, the nature restoration law is much bigger than just that. If the EEP are walking out, or European People's Party are walking out of negotiations, is that you saying one thing here in Ireland about the need to meet our targets, and another thing at the coalface of Europe saying that, well, actually, we want it all to be voluntary, when the Green Party and others would say, we're in an emergency, we need to act quick, and you're walking out of negotiations?
No, I think, again, there's a difference between what's happening at the European Parliament with the MEPs and what's happening at the European Council, where you have ministers are on the European Council that are representative of each member state. And the interpretation by the European Council is less strict and more on a par in relation to what Ireland wants around it being more flexible and a more voluntary proposition. What we are saying in Ireland is that this should be done primarily on state lands, and that it would be primarily through voluntary actions by farmers if they so wish. So that's our position on it. And we had a debate this week in the Dáil on it, because we need to make sure that we are settling on the right position for Ireland. I'm acutely aware, and government are very aware of the concerns of the farming community out there, and we want this to be workable for us. And that's why we're really involved in these negotiations at European level. And we'll continue that and be discussing it with our European counterparts, but particularly at a European Council level, where you have agriculture ministers involved in those discussions.